This recording is starting in an elevator.
In an elevator on the lobby, L-O-B-B-Y,
of my building. 9th Avenue.
9th Avenue.
New York City.
The Ivory Tower. We're headed back to the land of wonder, where you are going to spread your wings.
Yeah, I've got to fly soon. Yesterday, we're in a corridor now, and yesterday I saw a 65-inch television in a 50-inch bin, and I'm thinking, when the skips, should I say, are not big enough for your TVs are too big. And we're just leaving Gio's, Gio Geller on Twitter, and he wanted me to go to his flat, which is a treasure trove. Literally, really is a trove.
Of Ivory Tower.
In the Ivory Towers, which is an unusual cooperative apartment building.
Yeah, we have our own electricity generating plant, and there's about 50,000 people, and it's about four square blocks in Midtown Manhattan. And it's an amazing construction in terms of that was started by the International Ladies Garment Union.
I'm holding a painting right next to, as a windshield, it's not working very well. The painting's in a plastic bag, so you're going to be hearing lots of crackly noises right now. But this painting I have in my bag was a gift that I was picking up from in amongst an area which used to hold, or has it ever held 10,000 paintings, or that's how many you've done?
Probably a little bit of both. It's probably an exaggeration, but it sounds good. There may be more. Maybe it's an under-exaggeration. You know, our lives are under and over-exaggerated. We live in somebody else's mind, but in our own skin. Or maybe I said that backwards.
So if I was to try and explain the painting to someone, if I was going to be uber factual and literal, I would say that it's an image of a bare-chested, abstract-ish, very abstract, bare-chested lady. Oh, terrible wind. Let's stand here just for a second while I finish this.
Right.
Trying to walk backwards. And her head is almost an explosion of what I see as petals on an elongated, almost alien-esque neck on what looks like a flooded water background. I don't know if I'm doing it justice.
It's probably, originally was a red-hearted flower that I painted a face on. And so what you see is, when you see it, is the redness of bright kind of red. But it's really a flower. And I have a bunch of paintings which I call, which I have a title of people as flowers, and people having flowers coming out of their heads. So it's probably part of a generation from that series of flowers, because I think of our hearts as being like flowers, and that we're constantly in transforming and blooming and unblooming and finding out how to bloom.
What is the painting in the style of, would you say?
It's in a style of Gio-esque.
Gio-esque. I like that, because I can start that off as a meme. Which way are we walking?
We're walking this way.
Because it can't possibly get any windier. We're surrounded by ravenous squirrels.
Which are actually rats with long tails. But no, don't tell anybody that. With bushy tails.
Tree rats, they're called.
Free range rats.
I'm heading back down to the New Yorker Hotel, where Tesla famously died. Absolutely nothing to do with me. But I did take a photograph of the plaque that commemorates the fact he spent his last 10 years in the New Yorker, and it was the last image taken on my camera, which is now broken.
Well, maybe that's poetry for Tesla and you. Maybe it's time to buy a new camera. Maybe you can resurrect Tesla, who was an amazing inventor, thinker, human. He used to hang out after he lost all his money, or had it stolen from him by nefarious
entities.
Hang out feeding the pigeons and the squirrels in Bryant Park, which is on 42nd Street and 6th Avenue on the corner, between 40th and 42nd and 6th and 5th.
And that was before your time, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, but you know, I have atoms that go beyond that in me. I mean, we're all made up of atoms that are 13 billion years old at last count. I mean, just think about what has... Look at us. We're walking down the street in 2014, December 11th or 12th, and it's amazing that we can even walk, that we can think, and that you're recording this, and I'm about ready to fly because I have my
jacket open like a flasher, trying to stop the wind hit the microphone. So,
and we're just playing. It's kind of like a what did Ian did?
Run! We're gonna die. You look like a bit like Batman running across the road with your coat open.
Well, I almost flew. But Ian kind of nailed us in a Twitter photo he took. What did it say?
He's like father, like son, or something. Or
right. Well, I have a son your age.
He's just beardist. Oh, well, really? Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, my daughter's actually your age. You were born in 72. Yeah, my son was born in 70. My daughter was 73.
Somewhere in between, which is really the story of my life.
Well, you know, it's the story of all our lives. We are in between. We just don't know which tween we're between and betwixt.
But so, I'm going to wrap this up. We were momentarily...
for a moment.
We were. We were talking about Tesla as this incredible, inspirational inventor and thinker, and what better way to wrap up a conversation with Gio, an incredible inventor, and there are many stories I can tell you about that. Maybe you've even heard one about his inventions. And you are inspirational, and you are a great thinker, and I'm looking forward to you finally archiving and cataloguing decades of multimedia work and other such things.
Well, you gave me a kick in the butt this week with your taking my hard drive and creating a new world. Infecting the future.
Well, let's hope so. Let's get that down and share. Sharing is caring.
Right. That is true. Sharing is caring. That's what we're learning.